What matters is that if you have people that you are serving, if you have clients and customers, if you have people who you want to buy your art, you need to give them something more. And especially if you have a way of doing it when you are celebrating something that we are all interested in.
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show.
This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. Instead of walking and talking, I guess I'm sitting and spitting. I am north of Union Square in Manhattan, New York City, and I am looking at a gorgeous day. And what I want to talk to you about today is Earth Day when I'm actually recording this episode, and I want to talk about something that happened. There is a company called Press Juice, and for Earth Day, they made the decision that what they were going to do is if you come over to them with two plastic bottles that you want to recycle, they'll give you a juice, right? This is a terrific way to get your people to come into your store, right? There is such a wonderful way of doing it, right? I love that they did this, and I did it. I'm sitting here with a Save the Soil Greens juice right now because I brought in two plastic bottles. I made a special trip. Why? Because I wanted to reward them for conserving, but also for treating their customers so well. So when you're working with people, whether you're a creative or a bookkeeper or a lawyer or a musician, that part doesn't matter. What matters is that if you have people that you are serving, if you have clients and customers, if you have people who you want to buy your art, you need to give them something more. And especially if you have a way of doing it when you are celebrating something that we are all interested in. You can certainly do it for holidays, Christmas, July 4th, Ramadan, Passover. Today is Earth Day. This is the kind of thing that you can sort of align with. And if you can figure out how to bring what you're aligning with to your clients in the way of a bonus or a boon or something that they will be really happy about, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So this is a great example. Press Juice for Earth Day giving away free greens juices that are good for you, so they make you feel good inside and out. They also are taking part in the Earth Day celebration by recycling plastic bottles, which is fantastic. But they thought of their customers, they thought of the holiday, and they went, how can we combine those two to give a better experience to the people who are coming to our stores? So if you're a musician, what could you do? Here's what I do. As a musician, I wrote a song called Gaia Speaks many years ago, and it's the different vignettes of things that I've seen as I've traveled the earth. And there are little snippets like the way the sun hits the sand, or a bear cub and his mom, right? So they're just little things like that, and it's just voice, percussion, and Native American flute. And what I do every year on Earth Day as a way of sort of giving back but also highlighting my work is I post the video of that to my social channels. I post the video of the song. And there are other ways that you can do it if you're a musician and if you write things that are in alignment with special occasions. Let's say you're a big, you have a song about moms. That's a great way to honor mothers if you on Mother's Day. But also, what if you're a songwriter and you're a funny songwriter? You can offer to write a song for, like, hold a giveaway and write a song, a quick little verse for someone who wins a raffle or a contest that you run, right? Something that you can reach out to your audience about, your clients, your customers, your audience, and kind of go, this is what I do. Here's something that I can offer you that's super cool. come on over, let's have some fun with it. And people respond to that because you're not offering it to them just to make a sale. You're offering it to them because you can, because it's something that you're good at and that you can do. And it is a lovely, lovely, lovely thing to do for the people who are interested in getting your materials, right? So that's something for us to remember, that when you are in that space of celebrating and of engaging with the people you work for or work with, when you can do that, when you can actually figure out how you can align and what you can do to align, and then do it in a fun and engaging way, you're going to have clients, customers for life. So I wanted to say that, especially for those of you who are, if you're creative, that's a really important aspect of this. How can you use your creativity, your art, your music, your dance to make this happen, to engage with your audience in a way that is substantive? And one of the things that I'm doing soon, the folks at Queer US and I are going to be doing a fun giveaway of a pronoun pin. And I'm going to talk more about that coming up. But it's going to be some sort of a thing where if you want to follow me and you want to follow them on Instagram, you can be in the running for getting one of these pins. And that's really cool because it'll be your pronouns on a really fun, colorful pin. That's a way to engage with, for me as a podcaster, with my interviewee and also with my audience. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's short little episode all about audience engagement as it aligns with holidays and other offerings that you can make. This episode was brought to you by Brain FM, as always. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you will engage with me and contact me and let me know if you have questions or thoughts or ideas. That would be super cool. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.